This is WKAR Online. The Broadway musical Wicked is in its second and final week of another run at the Wharton Center at Michigan State University. Billy Tye plays Fiero, the male lead in the story of the witches Elphaba and Glinda. Fiero is a key figure in how the others transform into the Wicked Witch of the West and the Good Witch of the North in the Land of Oz. Tye has toured in a number of musicals, including Footloose, Hairspray, and Dirty Dancing. He has also sung with orchestras across the country. He spoke with WKAR's Scott Pohl about playing the role of the love interest in Wicked.
Tough job, I'll tell you. It is a lot of fun, and it's great to kind of, especially with Wicked, to be a part of a love triangle. I shouldn't say that's the first time I've done that, but in a show, let's clear up that right there. But it's fun to kind of play against these really strong female characters and to kind of show up on the scene as a really malleable, easygoing guy who kind of goes wherever the ladies are, and to meet these two women who really are really just strong in who they are is really fun for me to play.
Well, and it's interesting to watch because you're not just the object of the affection for the two others. You're also torn between the two others.
Oh, absolutely. I think when discussing the show initially, when I was learning it, they make it very clear that Fiero does not necessarily love Elphaba more than Glinda. It's seen as an equal triangle, that he loves each of them individually for different things, and that his love develops for Elphaba in the end, but that the love is just equally dispersed between the two ladies for two different reasons, and that the friendship between the three of them is really shared equally, so that it's not just a love triangle between Fiero and the two ladies, but really a love triangle between all three of them. And obviously that connection between the two girls through the love of friendship is really strong as well, and that's the main storyline.
What's the most challenging part to playing Fiero?
I think for me, the most challenging part is playing the vast differences between the Fiero in the first act and the second act, in how laid back they want him to be in the first act, and how easygoing, and I think what's challenging for me is to do a dance number right from the word go, where they want you to be as if you're hungover, but you have to sing at the top of your range and be really energetic while also being really cool. It's kind of quite a contrast to play within itself, which can prove to be pretty difficult sometimes.
Fiero does some growing up during the show.
Absolutely. He makes a drastic change from the first act to the second act, and I think it's because of the relationship that he has with the two female characters that really challenge him to become the person that he grows into, and each woman brings out this different character trait in him, which leads him to be this strong character who has convictions and ideas and questions authority, and his desire to be a strong man for both of these women is really what drives him to change.
Were you a fan of the show before you were cast in it?
Oh, absolutely. I was a huge fan of the show when it first came out, and I definitely had the soundtrack, and my parents were very patient as we listened to it in the car right when the CD first came out. And I'm really still amazed that I'm a part of it, because for me, I had seen the show many times. My wife was also in the show. So I have seen the show, gosh, probably 15 times before I was ever even a part of it.